We continue under green with 49 laps to go here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Liuna for the Xfinity Series. And yes, that's the name, the Liuna.
And that is a labor group, just in case you're wondering, as this race continues to unfold. It has pretty much been a race dominated today by John Hunter Nemechek. When he hasn't been at the point, Chandler Smith has been. And, Mark, we've talked about Chandler Smith losing some ground. He is still riding in the third spot. As we're starting to get a little bit of traffic here on the pit lane, a couple of cars making their early pit stops here, and I'm wondering if this is a harbinger of what's to come.
Nick Leitz is on pit road. He is down two laps as he comes onto the pit lane. Also coming onto the pit lane, Patrick Emmerling, and like the Leitz machine, he is down multiple laps in this event. So again, the leaders, none of which have come onto the pit lane here at this particular point. And some of the cars dug in the back, taking this opportunity just to play it safe, just to make sure they can make it to the end. Here's Joey Gase coming onto the pit lane, Dawson Cram as well. All these cars are one or more laps down.
Well, for them, nothing to lose. You're already a lap or two down. Ensure that you can make it to the end. And if we have something that unfolds like it did in Atlanta last week, you might pick up some cheap real estate.
And maybe get back onto the lead lap if you're only minus one. And again, fresh tires, run a little bit quicker. You know you can make it. You can push a little harder. So they're just trying to play it out, as you talked about, Doug. They're not looking to win the race or finish top 10. They're looking to just try to inch up maybe three or four more spots.
You know, and I talked to a couple of drivers in the garage down in Atlanta. Garrett Smithley was one of them. Some of the folks that typically do run in the back, Mark, and they have their own game plans and strategies. Don't use up race cars. Don't crash them out. And try to do this kind of thing just to buy every finish that you can, because you don't know what you might do that might attract a sponsor or somebody to come along.
So John Hunter Nemechek remains in control of this race, and want to remind everyone that, you know, last fall we mentioned Riley Herbst putting a beat down on everybody. It was John Hunter Nemechek that finished 15 seconds behind, so he'd like to kind of return the favor here today. He takes him across the stripe, 44 laps to go. We'll take another quick break. Come right back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, only 42 laps remain. Here's your top five. John Hunter Nemechek by a second over Riley Herbst. Chandler Smith is third. Fourth is Austin Hill, and fifth is Justin Allgaier. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Hi, this is Doug Wright.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean. soybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
NASCAR said, you need to come back, do the drive-thru. He comes in, does the drive-thru penalty, but stops in his pit box and gets service. You cannot do that on a penalty drive-thru. So then he gets another penalty for that and now has to come back around and drive-thru again.
Is that double secret probation?
I think that is very akin to double secret probation, Mark. So for Dawson Cram, probably cost him about five. He's now minus seventh, riding around in 34th. And tough break there for Dawson Cram. And we've had a lot of the back markers come on to pit road here. And I think, Mark, according to what we're hearing, we may be 5 to 6 laps away from the green flag pit stops for the race leaders.
Doug, I want to give a shout out to Josh Williams. He's driving full time this year for Colic Racing. And we always want to see a guy who's got banged around, you know, kind of a journeyman type driver, get an opportunity with a good car and a good team. That's what Josh is getting this year. A lot of people rooting for this guy. He's gotten off to a little bit of a rough start. 21st and 34th, his two finishes at Daytona. He was 34th at Daytona, then finished 37th at Atlanta, a victim of accidents both times. But again, he's running 14th. He's been kind of inching his way forward here into the top 15. You kind of want to root for a guy like that.
I think it's kind of funny how he became a folk hero last year in Atlanta. Stopped on the racetrack, gave the I love you heart sign, got a penalty for it, but gained a lot of notoriety, which also shined the light on the fact that he's a really good human, that he visits children's hospitals and does a lot of other really nice philanthropic type activities.
It was a very cool moment because people thought he's going to get out of the car, he's going to be mad. And if he's going to give a hand signal, it was not the I love you, but that's exactly what he did. So it was kind of fun to watch.
Now, he made the most of that moment. As we're watching the race leader right now, John Hunter Nemechek, he is elected to stay out at least another lap or two, but we are expecting the race leaders to make their green flag pit stops, and this will be the first round of green flag pit stops we've had today. Rob Albright has maintained about that 1 second lead over Riley.
Yes, he is, and Riley Herbst a couple of laps ago made up a couple of car lengths and then lost them back when they got into some traffic. Now Nemechek must deal with some traffic as he works his way down the back. Yeah, I think these cars are probably getting ready to come to the pit road, but once again, Riley Herbst doing everything he can to kind of hang on and stay close as we see the leader now begin to kind of back off, and he'll make one more lap before he'll get to the go down and get some service.
A lead lap car in front of Brad Gilley.
Junior Motorsports opening up pit road. Brandon Jones comes in from the 11th spot. They are actually going to put on their final set of sticker tires right now. Four tire chains. They'll top him off with Sunoco Racing Fuel.
Chandler Smith is now pitting his car. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
All right, Chandler Smith's crew is on the wall waiting for him to come around that big bend here on pit road, and here he comes, and they're at the ready. They're going to undo that adjustment they did last time. They got around to the right side. Everything going smooth so far for Chandler Smith. Right side tires are on. We'll see if they're going to make it a four-tire change, and yes, they are. Heather DeBow.
And moving down pit road to another Smith of Sammy Smith, who's pitting. They did four Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel, and a chassis adjustment to help with the handling. Gilly.
Ryan Sieg spent most of the day in the top 10. He comes in for his final pit stop. Four sticker tires, and they top him off with Sunoco racing fuel. Brett McMillan.
Riley Herbst has come to a stop in his pit stall. He's been pretty happy with the car during this run. Around the right side, everything going smooth for him. Right side tires on. They drop the car, come around to the left side. Austin Hill also in. They're going to give him an air pressure adjustment. They're trying to get that car handling better in the turns. Brad Gilley.
Cole Custer in for his final pit stop. A little bit slow on the left front of that car, but they did take four tires and two cans of Sunoco. Heather DeBow.
And getting ready to come into his pit box is A.J. Allmendinger. He's saying he's just plowing tight in the 16. The team going to work to make adjustments on his machine.
So a lot of the leaders have already made their stops here on pit road. It looks like they're taking an extra long time to get A.J. Allmendinger in and out of the box. He finally fires off, and he'll go out and rejoin the fray here as John Hunter Nemechek is making his slow motion trek down the pit lane here, and we'll see what Nemechek decides to do in the number 20 machine as he comes into the view of Brett McMillan.
And he has come to a stop in his pit stall. This is going to be just a slight air pressure adjustment for him. Everything going smooth so far as they come around to the left side of the car. Slight air pressure adjustment for him. Left side tires are on. We wipe the grill, drop the car. 13.4 seconds.
Other lead lap cars coming in, Haley Deegan, the state water heater Chevrolet of Jeb Burton. Justin Allgaier has inherited the lead as Parker Kligerman has just made a pit stop as well.
So it looks like most of the activity on pit road has now subsided as Kligerman will make his way back out to join in the fray here in the number 48 machine. Kligerman now easing out onto the pit lane, and well, looks like our spat of green flag pit stops just about wrapped up here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. All of those coming with around 30 laps to go, so not a lot of racing left here today in the Liuna.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The NASCAR season is here and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Got a host of cars that have yet to come onto pit road. We'll give you that list in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
25 laps remain here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and that means we have entered the Geico Commercial Free Zone, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Let's go to Brad Gillis.
Crew Chief Sepp Chalka, a little strategy for Eric Almirola. His Toyota pulls away after a two-tire change. Go on the jack. They topped him off with Sunoco.
Doug out front, Justin Allgaier is running laps almost 33 seconds, 32.9. Austin Hill, 31.4. Is Justin Allgaier soft pedaling the gas pedal so he can make it the whole way? We'll have to see. He's got a major gap in fuel to make.
And we have a group, it looks like, of seven cars that have elected to stay out. Are they going to try to play this all the way to the finish? Why not? And that's Justin Allgaier who leads this. Josh Williams in second. Third is going to be Sheldon Creed. Brendan Poole is fourth. Fifth will be Honeyman. And Kyle Weatherman is sixth. And those six cars have not come on to pit road yet. So Leland Honeyman Jr., I think, is the fifth one in line. And then it's Kyle Weatherman, sixth.
Behind them, John Hunter Nemechek, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith, the rest of the top 10. 11th is Cole Custer with A.J. Allmendinger, 12th. Sammy Smith, 13th. Eric Almirola being scored 14th now with Ryan Sieg in the 15th position.
And everybody from Custer down is down a lap. So there are only 10 cars on the lead lap. And I love this, Mark. This adds a little intrigue to it because you got to watch these cars, as you pointed out a moment ago, that are just kind of soft pedaling around this racetrack, thinking maybe hope against hope that they can massage enough fuel out of these cars to get to the finish.
And you have to believe that Allgaier, if this is what they are going to do, has been really going easy from the drop of the restart flag there. And again, he pitted last on lap 125. We're up to 179 and still have 21 to go.
Starting to hear now that Justin Allgaier may be headed to the pit road here shortly in that number 7 Chevrolet with just 20 laps to go when the leader comes by next time. And if Allgaier decides to pit, then that means that the leader the next time by would be none other than Josh Williams. And Justin Allgaier now dives on to pit road, trying to maintain pit road speed here. We saw Jeb Burton a moment ago get popped with the speeding penalty. He'd had a pretty good run all day long, but that's going to cost him a ton of track position. Kyle Weatherman also finally comes in and makes his pit stop on the pit lane. Now let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And here comes Justin Allgaier. They were hoping to make this a gas-only stop, but Allgaier says he's got a right-side tire he's afraid was going to blow, so they're going to go ahead and make it a two-tire stop for him and hope that it still gets some good track position. Now they had some trouble with the jack on the right side, and now he does head back out. It's about a 12-second stop for Allgaier.
So that means that Josh Williams will rotate back up to the top. But Mark, the new second-place driver, 16 seconds back, is now John Hunter Nemechek.
So again, for Josh Williams, the gap appears to be just too much to make up. You can fuel save all day long, but is it enough? It looks like it's not. Let's go down to Heather DeBoe.
And Josh Williams started this race today in the 32nd position. But if you guys had the view that I have from where I'm standing, he's got people.
All right, let's go back down to Heather DeBoe.
Yeah, people up on the pit box right now that are taking video and pictures of him leading this race with smiles on their face. But so far, Josh has been battling a balance issue with that race car. He's either a little too free or a little too snug. But his crew chief, Kevin Walter, the plan is right now to stay out on track for as long as possible and hopefully not have to pit.
All right, John Hunter Nemechek rides in the second spot. Austin Hill moves up to third. Riley Herbst is fourth. And fifth is Chandler Smith. And trying to go see if Cinderella is in the house today. Josh Williams right now going to forego coming on pit road.
Here's the math, Doug. His last lap, 33.1. John Hunter Nemechek, 31.5. We have 17 to go. If Williams keeps running that pace, Nemechek will catch him. So is he saving enough so if he has to push a little bit harder the last four or five laps to try to stay out front? Is that what's going on for Josh Williams? We'll have to wait and see.
I think it's a great play. Josh Williams is now leading the race. We're talking about him. He's on national radio and television getting a little bit of time. So enjoy the time in the spotlight. We'll see how it winds down here as John Hunter Nemechek is reeling him in. He's 14 seconds back right now of race leader Josh Williams. And as Heather pointed out a moment ago, Josh started way back in the pack in 32nd in the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet. So we'll see if the story of the guy that was sort of the anti-hero at Atlanta can hang on.
And man, he has had a rough start at both Daytona and Atlanta. So here is Josh Williams coming down to the line. There'll be 15 laps to go. There he is at the stripe. To give you an idea, the gap back to John Hunter Nemechek in second. We're going to kind of pedal for a while. We're going to paddle the boat. There is Nemechek now across the stripe. The gap, though, back to 10.6 seconds. So we'll see. The math again, adding up, Nemechek catching him, but does Williams have enough to kind of push it at the end?
15 to go, and the way that John Hunter Nemechek's cutting into that gap, Mark, I don't think even Kabuki math works on this to try to get him the win, but he stayed out right now. They played it smart, so Josh Williams a little time in the sunlight here in the fading light at Las Vegas Motor Speedway as John Hunter Nemechek flashes across the line. He is in second place. And, Mark, he's cutting the deficit now by about a second a lap.
Yeah, he's 9.3 back. And, Doug, need to make note that he is 3 seconds ahead of Austin Hill and 4 seconds ahead of Chandler Smith, 5 seconds ahead of Riley Herb. So the deal's coming down. Does Josh Williams have enough fuel to hold on and enough speed at the end? John Hunter Nemechek has clearly stamped himself now better than everybody else and has to track down Josh Williams.
Yeah, if he tracks down Josh Williams, there's nobody right now without the benefit of a caution that's close enough to make a run at him. Austin Hill is a good 4 seconds behind John Hunter Nemechek. Hill currently running in third, Nemechek second, but taking about a second a lap off the lead of Josh Williams.
13 laps to go. Next time by, 12 to go. Can Josh Williams stretch it to the last drop and hold on to win at Vegas?
There
Boy,
goes.
This is a gamble, the There's, ultimate gamble.
Yeah, it is. It's a big play here for Josh Williams as he just pushed across the start-finish line. John Hunter Nemechek chipping away at the advantage that Josh Williams has. It's down to 6.5 seconds, Mark. It seems to be inevitable that John Hunter Nemechek's probably going to catch Josh with about, I don't know, 9 laps to go in the race.
Doug, I think what's going to happen here, Josh Williams, again, the gamble is to hold on when he sees Nemechek growing larger in the rear view mirror at some point. 4 laps, 5 laps, 7 laps. He's going to have to push it a little bit harder. Let's pick this up now. Here's Josh Williams coming across the stripe. There's going to be 11 laps to go. He's back in one.
Josh Williams now exits turn number two and heads down the back straightaway. Still very much under power. Yeah, doing everything he can now. The die is cast, so to speak. Josh Williams working the middle of the racetrack. Will he continue as the leader is going to be the question, and the answer is no. He's headed to the pit road.
Had to give in to the inevitable at Hill Pit in front of Heather DeBow.
And the team was hoping for a caution there to be able to hang on as long as they could, but unfortunately they are having the pit right now. Josh Williams sliding into the pit box to put that Sunoco fuel into the 11 machine.
A gas and go for Josh Williams. He heads back out onto the racetrack. So John Hunter Nemechek is back to the point, and he's got a 4.6-second lead over Austin Hill. Chandler Smith, 5.1-second back. John Hunter Nemechek, his race to lose right now.
Yeah, he has been the dominant player throughout the day, he and Chandler Smith, and now the way this has played out, Nemechek across the stripe here with just 9 laps to go. It is a long way to get to Austin Hill riding in second. He is in the wind out there, Rob Albright.
He sure has. Austin Hill really made up a lot of ground on pit road. He moved into that second position, or what would become that second position, and he's nowhere near the race leader. Nemechek now works down in 3 and 4, bottom of the racetracks, just kind of easing around all the lap traffic that's in front of him. Now pass Josh Williams as he makes his way past the stripe.
Also up ahead, Jeb Burton trying to put him a lap down. He's back in one.
John Hunter Nemechek really does not need to press the issue with any drivers. He puts a lap on Josh Williams, who just regained his position on the racetrack. Jeb Burton is about 3 car lengths up, and Pat, he could just sit behind him. Yeah, I'm watching this battle going on here with Chandler Smith and Austin Hill. Cole Custer's in the middle of that one as well. Those cars racing very close to each other. Chandler Smith now goes right to the bumper of Austin Hill. He'd like to pick up another spot as Cole Custer continues to take.
That's a three-way battle for third, and all of a sudden Cole Custer shot to the outside, and this is a fight for second as they roll to one.
And after sitting on the pole, Cole Custer has looked like about an eighth-place car. He's got a shot at second. He's on the back bumper. Chandler Smith is putting the pressure on Austin Hill.
Chandler Smith will move up next to the wall and block the advance of Cole Custer. Custer now looking for some running room. He's going to go way up high on the racetrack. Meanwhile, Austin Hill and Chandler Smith stay locked together on the bottom. But here comes Custer.
Battle here for the runner-up spot right now. Austin Hill has it. Chandler Smith, Cole Custer fighting tenaciously to try to take it away.
John Hunter Nemechek with nearly the full backstretch lead over this second-place fight. It is still Austin Hill glued to the bottom of the racetrack. Chandler Hill all over his back bumper, and then comes Cole Custer.
Austin Hill now pulls out by about 2 car lengths over Chandler Smith. Chandler Smith right at the bottom of the racetrack, right in his mirror, up top side once again. Cole Custer trying to make something work. And Riley Hurts not too far behind this group.
5 laps to go. This battle for second place happening 5 seconds behind the leader, John Hunter Nemechek.
Chandler Smith has had top 5 finishes each time he's come to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, but he's about to give up the 3rd spot to his outside, Cole Custer, who now sets his sights on Austin Hill.
Now, here comes the pole sitter, Cole Custer, trying to work his way now, maybe up to a runner-up position. He goes way up on the racetrack again. He's been making this work off of turn 4. Let's see if he can close it down on Austin Hill.
With 4 laps to go, John Hunter Nemechek has a straightaway lead, but this is a fun battle for second. Cole Custer dives to the bottom of the racetrack and puts a move on Austin Hill.
Wow, he made it look easy. Used the top lane to get the momentum off turn four and then quickly drove by Austin Hill. Now Hill's in jeopardy of losing the third spot. To his outside comes Chandler Smith.
Yeah, Chandler Smith's going to get that spot as they work down the Nellis straightaway. Once again, trying to battle his way up for a third place finish. Austin Hill battling at the bottom of the racetrack, and Cole Custer upstairs by about four car lengths off four.
Cole Custer riding right up against the fence. There's two laps to go. Make that three laps to go. They're back in one.
John Hunter Nemechek will lead the field into turn number two. He seems comfortable right now to just sit behind Corey Heim's machine, the last car on the lead lap.
John Hunter Nemechek midway down the backstretch now. He'll take his car down to the bottom of the racetrack. He's easily got the lead. The battle still rages for second, third, and fourth. Once again, Cole Custer being challenged now by Chandler Smith as they almost race door-to-door off four.
Two laps remain here at Vegas. John Hunter Nemechek, caller him gone, but the battle for second is still there. Cole Custer has it. Chandler Smith, two car lengths back.
Chandler Smith lost a little bit of ground that time down the main straightaway. Let's see if he's able to narrow that margin. He'll go to the bottom in front of him. Cole Custer rides up to the top of the racetrack.
And what a great day John Hunter Nemechek has had now. Bottom of the racetrack in three and four. Once again, stands back up on the gas as he heads back to the stripe.
As he exits turn number four, he sees the white flag waving in the breeze. One more time around for John Hunter Nemechek.
After starting 12th, he very quickly made his way to the front. Battled with his teammate Chandler Smith for a lot of laps. He's now all by himself in the middle of one and two.
Yeah, no pressure whatsoever for John Hunter Nemechek, who's had great battles all afternoon, but it was really good when it counts. Right now, driving that car hard into turns number three and four. John Hunter Nemechek for the final time.
John Hunter Nemechek has been money all day long in Las Vegas as he comes back to the start-finish line and claims victory in the Launa at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
10th career Xfinity Series win for John Hunter Nemechek in his 103rd Xfinity Series start. The runner-up is Cole Custer. Chandler Smith finishes third. The rest of the top five, Austin Hill, followed by Riley Herbst.
And that wraps up our Toyota commercial-free race to the checkers, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Progressive presents Spectator Tips from Flo, who knows nothing about sports.
First, talk about retired players with reverence, even if they did crush your dreams when they played. Next, whenever people get excited, just yell, "It's about time!" Works in any situation. Finally, when someone mentions protecting the QB, tell them how Progressive protects you round the clock.
That has nothing to do with sports.
Nacho?
Anyway, bundle your home and auto to get round-the-clock protection with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit SouthPointCasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
With the big burnout after winning the Launa here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, John Hunter Nemechek now has stopped his car at the start-finish line. We'll get a chance to talk to him in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
John Hunter Nemechek's the winner of the Lyona here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, finishing runner-up, the pole sitter Cole Custer. And Cole, the results will show that you started first and finished second. But that race was anything but easy for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just hats off to my team. I mean, there was a point in the race where I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was loose, it was tight, it was just kind of a handful, and we just had to kind of manage it. But they kept working on it all day. I think the track came to us a little bit, and just did a great job. I mean, I can't thank everybody on our team enough for fighting so hard. And everybody at Production Alliance Group, wish we could have gotten a Ford Mustang Dark Horse in victory lane, but hopefully get him next week in Phoenix.
All right, there's your runner-up, Cole Custer, Heather DeBow.
And finishing fourth today is Austin Hill, unable to continue the win streak, but still a top five for you. I heard you debrief with your team there, though. It seemed like you were missing something at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little bit of an up-and-down day for us. I mean, we stayed, you know, inside the top five a lot. But, yeah, there at the end, during the green flag stop, my guys did a hell of a job all day, getting me on and off pit road. And got off pit road good, got it into second, thought we were in a pretty decent spot there. Just kind of clicking off laps, trying to match what the 20 was doing. And, yeah, it was like a light switch. I drove off in the corner, and next thing I know, I just didn't have no right rear to lean on. Was just sliding the rears really bad all the way through the corner. So just kind of had to slow down to not, you know, slide the rears as bad as I was. So that allowed the 81 double zero to get to me and get by me. But all in all, solid day. I mean, for us to feel like we didn't have a great car to come on with the top five is big for us. And we're just going to keep building this momentum going forward.
And that's Austin Hill, who finished fourth. Brad Gilley.
Chandler Smith fought hard all day long right up at the front of this race in his Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. A third-place finish for you, Chandler. What are you feeling right now after this one?
It's hard to be disappointed because of how dominant we were. We brought a really fast number 81 quick-type product Toyota GR Super today and led a lot of laps, won both stages, had a good points day, just over-adjusted. This weather has been crazy this weekend, so it threw a challenge to all of us, and I think we just went a step too far.
All right, he spent a lot of time out front. There is Chandler Smith, your third-place finisher, guys.
Another race for Chandler Smith at Las Vegas. A lot of laps led. He mentioned he won both stages, but he did not go to victory lane.
Mark, what do you think this does for John Hunter Nemechek over on the Cup side? Does it have any effect at all? Usually winning is contagious.
It can hurt your confidence. It cannot hurt your confidence at all. Let's go down now to Brett McMillan. Brett?
Our congrats. And finally, with a big hug, finally you get the victory here at Las Vegas. Second place in the fall, a win here today. And you worked hard for this one, didn't you?
Yeah, I definitely worked hard for this one. Man, we're good, but we weren't great. Tyler, all the guys on the 20 team here just kept adjusting on it, and hats off to them. They made this Toyota GR Supra faster every single time that we made a pit stop. It continued to get faster and faster and faster. So, me and Safeway Toyota GR Supra look good. Proud to have all the brands that we do, all of our partners. Feels good to come back and win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and to do it here in Vegas. I've been so close so many times here with Joe Gibbs Racing, and finally to get it done, it feels really good.
What was the difference during that final stage? You didn't quite have enough during the previous two.
Great adjustments by the guys. Figured some things out on my end, which was, man, awesome. Executed pit road really good. Pit crew did a great job. Just executed the last stage. We had to do it. It went green, and, man, it feels good to be here in victory lane.
10th Xfinity Series win for John Hunter Nemechek in his first here at Las Vegas.
And our victory lane time brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance from Progressive. Let's go ahead and tell you who our broadcast crew is and give you the full field rundown here from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. John Hunter Nemechek wins it in a runaway, 4.3 seconds over Cole Custer. Chandler Smith was third. Fourth was Austin Hill. Fifth, Riley Herbst. A.J. Allmendinger came home sixth. Ryan Sieg, pretty good day. Started sixth, finished seventh. Sammy Smith was eighth. Ninth goes to Brandon Jones. And 10th will be Justin Allgaier.
Parker Kligerman, 11th. 12th, Eric Almirola. 13th, Corey Heim. After he finished third in the Truck Series race, last car on the lead lap, Josh Williams, minus one in 14th. 15th was Haley Deegan, Anthony Alfredo, 16th. 17th, Jesse Love, Leland Honeyman Jr., 18th. 19th, Brennan Poole, Kyle Sieg in 20th.
21st goes to Kyle Weatherman. It is Ryan Ellis in 22nd. 23rd to Jeb Burton. J.J. Yaley soldiered on, got a 24th today. Jeremy Clements was 25th. Sheldon Creed, 26th. Nick Lights finished 27th. 28th to Patrick Emmerling. Garrett Smithley, 29th. And 30th was Joey Gase.
And 31st, Blaine Perkins. B.J. McLeod, 32nd. C.J. McLaughlin, 33rd. 34th, Dawson Cram. Parker Retzlaff, 35th. Sage Karam, 36th, Shane Van Gisbergen, 37th, 38th, Sam Mayer.
And that's your full field rundown here from the Liuna at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, NASCAR Xfinity race, the winner, John Hunter Nemechek. Today's crew headed up to by our PRN general manager, Jerry Horn, ably assisted by Jim Fickinger, Hank Lee, Alexis Erickson, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. Our race day director, of course, Laura Beth Barnhart. Engineers, as always, led by Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Ben Blevins. Your turn announcers were Pat Patterson and Rob Albright. The O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters today were Heather DeBow, Brett McMillan, and Brad Gilley. Our head of production is Kent Bernhardt. I'm Doug Rice, joined in the booth today, of course, by Mark Garrow. Join us tomorrow. It'll be a fairly early start in the Eastern time zone. 2:30 Eastern tomorrow. We'll be back on the air with the Pennzoil 400.
The Liuna from Las Vegas Motor Speedway was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but...
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 60 degrees. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, 44. Sunday, winds gust to around 40 out of the south, bringing our high temperatures to near 70 degrees. An afternoon shower is possible, and rain possible Sunday night, 35. Monday, partly sunny with a high around 49. Tuesday, mostly sunny and near 49 again.
Right now, it's 37.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm a real
pillow by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, where I'll be.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff. Like that sweet little kiss she lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive. She dances with the raindrops like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good wishes. Sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Durand, Arkansas High School, tonight, the boys take on Fall Creek in a WYAA Boys Regional Final. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For Durand, Arkansas, 21-4 on the season. They won last night 66-43 over Whitehall to advance to the next round. For Fall Creek, they are 16-9 on the season as they advance to the next round with a 74-56 win over Osseo. Back in November, these two teams met, and the Panthers won that game by a score of 61-31. Ethan Hurlburt, the leading scorer for the Panthers, with 15 points a game. He's also the leading rebounder with 7 rebounds a game. For Fall Creek, Bo Volrath is the leading scorer, 19 points a game, and Isaac Stenicky is the leading rebounder with 10 rebounds a game. Obviously, this game's going to be a lot different compared to what happened back in November. We'll talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win over Whitehall and also tonight's game against Fall Creek. Coming up, we'll tell you who won where and who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market's your hometown grocery store. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview. Brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys playoff basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Fall Creek boys basketball game, let's run down scores on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store. Again, last night, the Panthers winning over Whitehall 66-43, and Fall Creek winning over Osseo 74-56 to set up tonight's game. Other boys' games from around the area last night, it was Cochran Fountain City defeating Elmwood Plum City 84-73. River Falls defeats Menominee 64-37. Spring Valley defeats McDonald 53-46. Elk Mound over Altoona 59-55. Royal, they defeat Alma Pepin 63-39. Baldwin Woodville over Bloomer 64-59. Osseo Fairchild, they defeat St. Croix Central 73-59. New Richmond, they win over Medford 71-41. Prescott over Amory 72-57. Marshall, they defeat Red Wing last night 80-47. Coming up today on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard and boys basketball in the regionals, along with the Fall Creek Durand Arkansas game, Cochran Fountain City is at Royal, Spring Valley plays at Cameron, Arcadia at Gale Electric Trempealeau, Berlin at Elk Mound, Somerset hosting Baldwin Woodville, Osceola is at Prescott, and New Richmond is at River Falls. Girls sectionals going on today as well. Still have some teams here in western Wisconsin still in it. Notre Dame is at Menominee today in that game to be played at Wausau East. Elk Mound takes on Baldwin Woodville in Amory. And it is Cochran Fountain City. They're playing Argyle Pecatonica in Portage. Fall Creek, the Fall Creek girls, they're taking on McDonald Central today at Eau Claire North. That's what's happening around the area today in high school sports on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win last night over Whitehall and today's game against Fall Creek. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview. Brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys playoff basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. So we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Fall Creek Boys Regional Final. Joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. Well, coach, I was on my way back from Commodity Classic in Houston. So tell us about the game last night with Whitehall.
Well, it was kind of a little bit of a slow start for us against their 3-2, and then we started getting some looks inside, which then turned into some nice open looks from the outside, and we got some things falling for us. Got a small little lead right before halftime, and then to start second half, they kind of came out and hit a couple shots, got a couple buckets on us, kind of cut it to two or three, and then things kind of, we got them out of their little zone and man-to-man, and they got heavier extension, and we started getting some looks inside, outside, and things just started clicking for us, and we were getting a lot of stops. There was, I think we talked about, there was like a 24-4 run or something like that. We went on a little eight-minute stretch there. So just a big run of getting good defensive stops and then getting some looks and getting on transition a little bit. They started extending some pressure, and we were able to cut through it a little more and get to the rim, get to the free throw line. So we really did a good job just closing out. And I think we had, you know, five or six guys all in double figures. So a lot of guys sharing the ball and guys knocking it in when they're open.
And that's what you need to do during the playoffs tonight now, taking on Fall Creek. Yeah, we played Fall Creek in November. Yeah, we won kind of big. Yeah, that was November. And none of that means a lot of anything anymore, does it? Because they've changed a lot since then.
Well, it really doesn't, because both their bigs are out, and they're dominant with Stanky and Vorath. You look at those guys, and that's 35 points and 20 rebounds that they're missing that night. So, you know, those two weren't there, and Dane Bates was out for us. So, be a much different matchup this time as far as size. And it'll be interesting. Those guys they got their bigs, they got their size, they got a few guys that can knock it down from the outside, so they got a little bit of inside out. It should be a great battle of our bigs going at each other, and that's probably where the game's going to be won or lost, is on the rebounds and cleaning it up. If we can keep those guys off getting some offensive rebounds and one shot's all they get, it could be good for us. If we let them get third, fourth opportunities, we could be in trouble. So big thing's going to be, how we play defensively and the rebounding battle.
What do they like to do defensively? Because they're like us, they got some bigs, so what do they like to do?
Defensively, they are a lot of man-to-man. We've seen a little 1-3-1 and some 2-3-3-2-ish stuff, but predominantly there's a ton of man-to-man that they like to play. So I expect to see a little of both, but more man-to-man out of them. And then we're going to try and bring those bigs out and attack those bigs a little bit off the bounce, and hopefully that can work out for us.
Obviously, these back-to-back games, this has always been part of the playoffs. How do you prepare for this with the team? Did you start right away last night, or what did you try to do?
Well, when you have a long week like we have, you just try to work on a little bit of everything. You're looking ahead a little bit as a coach to say, hey, we want to make sure we're prepared for everything, but yet we're taking it one game at a time. But you are looking at stuff. So early on in the week, we did pick up some things and work on some things on just in case we were to get here. Not really telling the guys that, hey, anybody could run this at us. So we have done a few things that way. But really just working on a lot of what we need to work on. You never know what a team's going to run at you and throw at you. So, that long week off, it gave us time to, hey, today's going to be a man day. Today's going to be a zone day. Today, these are some things we need to work on and get better at. So we just kind of chipped away at it throughout the week. Shortened up a lot of our stuff during the week too, though. Get them out of here. It's that time of year where, you know, we can go a lot faster and rep through some stuff and get them out, get them rested.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Rendetsky today. And so after the game then, did last night, you just say, let's go home, relax, we'll see you. Did they come in today to look at any film, or did you just kind of say, just relax and get here at, you know, before the game?
So, you know, for us coaches, we go and hammer out a bunch of films and some more films. I mean, I watched most of the stuff throughout the week. We watched their game against Osseo and tagged some stuff on that on our huddle software. We brought the guys in this morning and went through all our game plan and have a little mini shoot around and just kind of went over that. I wanted to get them up and get them moving a little bit in the morning and got that going. Then we take some stuff there. I don't sit them down through film necessarily. I run them through all their stuff, you know, with our scout team kind of thing, and walk them through everything so they're prepared for it. We tag it all on our huddle software, so I encourage them to go back and watch some of those films, and they can just go right to the tags and see it themselves. So that kind of works out good for us. I actually bolted up to Egan and watched my niece's last game in between that and getting back now. So it's been a good day and a fun day, and it was fun to watch them play, and it was her last game. They lost a close one, but and she's a senior and stuff too, so it was good for me to get up there and see that.
Well, good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
That is Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Rendetsky on the way, starting lineups and tip-off. Durand, Arkansas, Fall Creek, WYAA regional final coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, 107.3 FM translator, W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
And welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Fall Creek boys basketball game. And a special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. We thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Also, our streaming audio brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Certified Gold Car Care Center, downtown Durand. And also, Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Those of you watching our broadcast on the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel, we would also like to welcome you, and also on NTEC Channel 99. Our video on the School District YouTube channel is being brought to you courtesy of the Durand, Arkansas School District. They are paying the WYAA rights fees to be able to have a video of this broadcast. So please thank the Durand, Arkansas School District for those of you watching the game, because if they didn't take care of that, there would not be a YouTube video. Please thank the school district for them taking care of that. And we're going to go down courtside for today's national anthem.
Proudly performing our national anthem is the Victor Clip Band under the direction of Miss Gripson King Prizel. Presenting our nation's colors is the Durand American Legion Post 181.
Thank you.
And the Durand, Arkansas Marching Band with this evening's national anthem. As the American Legion Post 181 has the colors go off court. We will bring you our starting lineups this evening as well. For Fall Creek, they are 16-9 overall. Coming out will be number 3 senior Jacob Wathke, number 21 senior Tyson Flatmeyer, number 22 senior Isaac Steineke, number 23 senior Jack Walden, and number 24 senior Bo Volrath. The Crickets again 16-9. They will be wearing green with their white uniform or white numerals. The Crickets will be going from left to right here in this first half. As we get everything set up here.